City of Ketchikan mayoral race offers local voters pretty much the only choice in this year's municipal election. There are 8 other candidates running for city and borough seats, but with no challengers, each of those is guaranteed to win. For the 2 open seats on the Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly this year, there are 2 candidates, incumbent Todd Phillips and former Assembly member Jim Van Horn. Van Horn says he decided to get back into local politics because he wanted to serve the community.
I've been here 40 years. I love Ketchikan. It's a very good community. It's been good to me. I've served on a borough assembly before. I served 2 terms on the city council, so I bring a little bit of experience to the table. I served as chief of staff for Jim Elkins when he was in office in Juneau for 2 years. And that was quite an experience. But I just want to serve my community.
Philip says he enjoyed serving on the borough assembly for the past 4 years. He listed some accomplishments during that time, such as the new Gateway Aquatic Center that recently opened.
Hopefully I'll have a continued good 3 years and we'll get more projects done.
For the 4 open seats on the Ketchikan School Board, there are 4 candidates, incumbent Stephen Bradford and Michelle O'Brien, and newcomers Ralph Beardsworth and Colleen Scanlon. O'Brien is finishing her first term on the board.
It's been my honor to serve for the past 3 years, and I decided to run again because it has been such a pleasure and very, very vested in our school system, having 2 daughters at K-High, and I think I have a lot more to contribute.
Bradford has served 2 years on the board as an appointed member.
I have 3 children in the district and one who is a graduate of K-High, and I have 3 older daughters as well. But I think one of the most important things that a community can do is to educate its children to be prepared for the future.
Scanlon says she has a niece in the school system, which is partly why she wants to get involved and serve on the board.
I feel the only way to make positive change in the community is if you get involved, and so I'm getting involved.
Beardsworth is a retired teacher and says he's civic-minded and believes in the community.
I've been in education for, over 30 years, and I would like to be part of a team that's going to be help prepare our students for career readiness in a global world.
City voters have a few more circles to fill in. There are 2 open seats on the Ketchikan City Council, and the 2 incumbents, Deanne Carlson and Bob Sievertson, both are seeking re-election with no challengers. Sievertson says he looks forward to continuing work on city projects.
We're going to struggle with budget, and we're going to struggle with capital projects and bonding. So I think I have stuff to add to that, and I'm proud to be able to run for city council.
Carlson was appointed to a vacant seat last November. She says that serving for nearly a year has given her some insight into the council's process.
And I really felt that because I was given that opportunity, I needed to step back up and be a part of it on a long-term basis. And I just feel it's important to give back to the community.
And finally, there's the city mayor seat currently held by Lou Williams III. He's been challenged by Louis Army Jr., who's run previous unsuccessful campaigns for city and borough mayor. Williams says that if reelected, this would be his last term as mayor.
I've been doing this for several years, not only mayor, but a city council member. And, I've been involved for a long time. And I've got a couple projects and things I want to finish up in the next 3 years. And then it's going to have to move on to another group of people, or hopefully a different generation, get some more younger people involved.
Army says he stayed away from politics for many years.
I see now that there's a great need for somebody that is one of the people, that's of the people, for the people, by the people, the way it was intended, the way it started, the way it should still be working, and it's not.
While there aren't many contested races on Ketchikan's October 2nd ballot, several of the candidates urge voters to still show up at the polls.
Get out and vote.
I would encourage everyone to get out and vote.
Get out and vote.
Exercise your right as a citizen of this country to get out and vote.
In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.